With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:07 Tuesday morning. If you missed the news somehow, Tom Petty passed away yesterday. About 8:40 last night is when he was officially left. Although we had heard the news much earlier in the day. I think somebody from the LAPD leaked it to CBS, who reported it, and then it got picked up everywhere. But he did pass away yesterday. And actually, I wanted to make sure that you know that today's theme is helping. Started early this morning, and there are ways that you can help everybody in Vegas. RadioAlice.com/VegasStrong. Donate blood, make donations of money, whatever you can do to help.
And it's Jane's birthday.
And happy birthday, Jane.
Happy birthday, Jane.
It's our one bright spot.
Right. All right, so our text number is 800-400-3697. We've got a lot of these here today, so I'll try to get to some of your contributions. 408 says, Sarah.
What?
Sarah.
What I do Sarah. Now? Jesus!
The dark web is expressly for getting the things you can't get legally. You can't Google your way to purchasing a child bride or some plutonium for a dirty bomb, but you can on the dark web.
Oh,
and you
wow.
think it should be legal just because you don't understand it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't
understand
it.
I think it should be legal. Just go ahead.
I've looked everywhere for
that
dark
web. If you
got
that figured out, just go ahead.
I can't find it for the life of me.
You have to download something. Like a
no, thanks.
I don't like to do that. It makes me
that.
Super
and then all of a sudden, I go up on alerts
my
on all the FBI computers.
My computer always goes, your flash is out, and I'm like, I don't want it. I don't
yeah,
know
I don't
why
even know
that.
How to update
why,
that.
Stop telling
QuickTime
me.
Player, no.
I don't
I
want
no
it.
Idea.
Nope. Listening while driving my friend to rehab. He's trying to kick meth. I think he was inspired.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Says 408.
That's a serendipitous thing.
It's all going on out there.
Yes.
All day, every day.
It is. To hear Greg Baldwin, he's a guy who used to work here. He left for L.A. where he was going to be an actor, wound up being a comedian, but had a drug problem. Was talking pretty openly about it this morning about doing drugs in the bathroom right down the hall.
I can't believe that.
I mean, I was floored,
too. I guess it happens all the time. I don't know.
Maybe we should set up a sting operation in there, make sure that's not going on right now.
How weird that he was going to be Maddie's best man, but spent that night in jail because he got caught in a meth sting.
Unbelievable.
And so you didn't even know that was going on.
No.
Because you were there, right?
I was at Maddie's wedding. Yeah.
So who was his best man? Did someone take...
Whom in?
No, they did it at one of those Elvis chapels, and I just don't know that there was like a big wedding party at that
Vegas?
Point. It was.
Hooman stepped out. I had to go have him do something for me.
He's game for all that stuff. I would think he'd be like, can I be your best man?
Yeah.
I'll be your best man. Can I be? Please? Right? Huey Lewis.
I can't believe he wasn't the best man.
Was in the movie Shortcuts where his privates were shown.
Oh.
He appeared to be a grower, not a shower.
Oh. Well, do you really think his real junk was in there?
Yes.
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know, Vinny.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard he's massive, though.
Yeah.
You're telling me you think he'd be like, could I get a fake one to put on camera?
Let me put a little one on. I don't want to scare anyone.
Well, that's one of those rock stories, right? The Huey Lewis story, because even I've heard it, and I don't even like talking about Ween.
Comes up a lot.
And then Yuzi showed Huey her boobs like Sarah showed Eddie Van Halen.
Did you?
I did not. Okay, I did.
You did?
No.
Yeah, she's doing it for the story. Oh.
What about now?
I did.
All right. God, that's such a cool story. Hey, Vinny, one of the other morning shows is talking bleep about a guy from the other morning show who went to the bathroom in front of him yesterday. Was it you? It wasn't. The only way that would have happened is if I had gone downstairs after the podcast, and I didn't. I often go up here.
I think it was
after this show.
It could have been from, thank you. It could have been from another show downstairs.
Morning show, yeah.
Who knows? Who cares? Doesn't even matter.
Yeah. People should get their own shows.
Yep.
Hey, who was Maddie's best man?
It was also supposed to be Eddie If, but Eddie had a show that night, so he...
They just are falling out all over the place.
He was running back and forth from his comedy appearance.
Did No Name do it?
No.
You didn't do it?
No, I was just...
Did anybody wind up doing it?
I think one of it... So you know Dad, Maddie has like 10... half siblings because his dad kept cheating on his mom.
Yeah.
You know about this?
Yes, I do.
And so I think it was one of his half brothers. But I don't know which one. I think it might have been the one in LA.
Jesus.
One that works for Fox Sports.
Keeps getting better.
Yeah, he kept finding new siblings so the whole time we knew
really?
Him.
Really?
Yeah. The dad would do a conference call with the family and say, well,
we got another one.
Yeah, we got to tell you about this other. That's how it would be.
Yikes. Oh.
Down, 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 down.
Why are you doing the hillbilly music?
He was from West Virginia.
Virginia.
He used to tell stories about how when he grew up, he lived in this house. They had no running water, no electricity, but his dad was a helicopter pilot, and that's the only way you could get in and out of the house was in this helicopter.
What?
Next time he comes in, you'll have to ask him about it.
Huh. 510 says, Greg Baldwin is so cute. Is he single, gay, straight, or both?
I think he's straight. I don't know. I never really thought about it. And he didn't mention anything about a girlfriend.
I didn't think to check him for rings.
No. Text him and see. He is cute. He's nice, too.
Someone's 650 says, Greg was my first kiss at George Hall School.
Oh.
Glad he has success.
Oh.
He has had success.
Go see him tonight at the Punchline.
Yeah.
Let's support him in his second chance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Excuse me. You guys posted more on your Instagram and Instagram story about stuff going on in your life that you talk about. It's actually not boring.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Keep the garage and backyard pics coming.
I forget when I'm out doing stuff.
I know.
I put my phone away and I don't think to pull it out and take pictures of anything.
We really should do it. I was thinking when my yard is ever done in like maybe 2021 or so,
right.
I'm going to do an Instagram live. I'm doing it. You want to come over, Hooman, for that?
What day is this?
November 1st, 2021.
All right, let me look here. I'll put it in my calendar. What time?
11.
11, PM. 1 at 11 a.m.
Right.
All right.
P.M.
P.M.
11 p.m.
On a Wednesday night, 11 p.m.
Right. In 2021.
Incredible. In 2021.
You missed that part, huh?
I did.
As we all sat here wondering what the hell.
I was wondering what the hell, too.
Right, what the hell?
Vinny, Greg says he's single and straight.
Oh!
Single and straight, ladies.
There you go.
Go meet up with him at the Punchline.
Not if you're a junkie, though. He doesn't need any
trouble. He does not need any trouble. No one.
That is the thing
problems.
That undoes sobriety more than anything else is hot chicks.
I'm single, ladies.
Got everything rolling just fine, and then some girl comes along and tips you off your balance.
Yeah.
And you're dizzy from it.
Crack is whack.
I don't know why you can't just have a drink. Well, I think I can.
Yep. It'll make you happy? Okay.
I think I can do it. I'm brave and strong, and I'm not a loser.
Oh, God.
And then you're on a run.
And then you're a loser.
Holy smokes, Vinny, you made me spit out my tea in the car when you said you and the other drunks were looking down on the meth addicts in rehab. Hilarious.
That is so funny.
So stupid.
The table
but
of meth heads. Oh, what a bunch of losers. God.
Guys.
Says the table of drunks.
Right.
What are those guys doing over there? Losers.
Losers.
First time using the looking glass. I have to say, Vinny's adorable and brought a smile to my face today. Thank you. That's
Aww.
Nice. Don't hear that too often, do we?
That you're adorable. I've heard that. Super cute. That you're adorable. I say it in my head all the time. Oh, he's so adorable.
Oh, right.
I'm always saying to myself, God, that Vinny, the one word for him is adorable.
I swear, probably more than anything is, how am I going to kill that guy?
Yeah.
Right?
No.
That's
no. How could I do it and get away with it?
Uh-huh.
There, you didn't finish it, Vinny.
Right.
It's adorable.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
I'll just cozy him up and suffocate him with a pillow. Just trying to make him cozy. I didn't mean to. Oh, no.
Love Greg. I love hearing how he's overcome his addiction and is following his dreams. Very inspirational.
That's great.
Thanks,
lots of positive
yeah.
feedback on Greg.
Yeah.
We'll have him back and hang out, comment on news stories.
You know, just because Greg was great doesn't mean you need to write in and beat up Scott. Scott's good too, everyone.
Uh-oh.
Boy, people are jerks.
Oh, you're not kidding.
When's Scott coming back?
Thursday. And let's see. Where
yeah, does he have shows?
He is October 7th. Is that Saturday?
I believe it is. I guess it was a disaster at the Hot Monk, huh?
Oh, someone texts. This Saturday, October 7th, Danville Theater.
Scott bombed last Saturday at the Hot Monk after killing it the time before.
Bless you.
I'll still go next time. He's here, though. Love that man.
I'm sorry to hear that.
650, Greg, thanks so much for sharing your message. Sober 85 days here.
Oh, keep it up. It's good. Why does 415 say behind every skirt there's a slip?
Because the slip is losing your sobriety.
Skirt's the girl.
Oh, I get it. Interesting.
Oh my God, Vinny,
Vinny's absolutely the cutest.
Oh, thank you. Oh my God, Vinny just called out every person at the bar on Tuesday for having a stinky crotch. LOL. Gotta bring the evening panties to work and change before happy hour. Yeah, that's it. Oh, I was thinking it's the people after a long day who's just are like, right. I'm not going home. I gotta do something good,
right.
Worthwhile, salvage this day. Little did I know, these two are washing themselves in the women's sink in the CBS bathroom. Who knew?
Well, we're not actually doing that because we're just going to go home after this. But if we were here all day, we'd probably be ready for a happy hour.
Sarah, yeah. Do you follow that start off martini with a shot of tequila, or do you do the shot prior to the martini? I'm having trouble keeping up.
I've only just started with the shot of tequila thing. I've only done it a couple times. I think tequila you do first. I think you start with that. You put it into your empty belly. It burns a little. It's nice.
Sarah and Vinny, I'm a 25-year-old construction worker, and I've been taking a horse bath every day for the last week while my bathroom is being remodeled. It's awesome.
Horse bath.
That's another name for it, I guess.
Oh, a whore's bath.
We call it a whore's bath. A prostitute.
Oh.
So you guys thought we were saying horse?
You thought we were saying horse
bath? Animal horse?
No, I thought you were saying whore, but...
Yeah.
He must have talked it into his phone, right. And it said horse bath.
I just figure that's another...
They'll call it a horse bath from now on.
Yeah.
It's actually gentler. The children like a horse bath more than they like a horse bath.
Oh, my God. Tears of laughter. I needed this, guys, this morning. You got to wash your crotch sometimes from Vinny. Been listening since you started, and I've always loved you. Going to love my family a little harder today.
Let's all try to do that. Oh, the world.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Oh, double quarter pounder is meal 4. Just so you know.
The double quarter pounder. Man, I was kind of hoping McDonald's would hear us talking about them and bring us some.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You thought so, huh?
Oh, I was hoping.
Just going to run it right over here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I got into radio, Vinny, the free food.
The free food and the free T-shirts. Where's my free T-shirt?
Yeah, when I used to work for this guy, Charles Laquadera, on the Big Mattress.
Who?
In Boston. Charles Laquadera.
Oh.
And he had a big, he must have had like 10 people working for him and like 15 interns.
The olden days radio.
I know. It was a huge crew. And they had breakfast brought in every morning for all of us. It was a different thing every day. I know. It was all sponsored crap, you know. They'd get their plugs or whatever, you know. Wednesdays were Chicago-style hot dogs. Damn, those were good.
Wednesday morning?
Wednesday mornings, you'd have to go and get all the fixins and stuff there.
You love food so much. It's so weird.
It's really kind of the
you're
norm.
You're the weird one, Vincent.
Yeah. The whole not loving food is the...
Do you realize that must have been how many years ago?
90?
1990. Yeah. You remember that the hot dogs were on what? This is a woman who doesn't remember yesterday.
True.
But she remembers the hot dogs.
Yeah, it's my short term that's a problem.
The morning show in Boston where she started. They were specifically on Wednesdays.
They were. Mm-hmm. Possibly Tuesdays, but I'm thinking Wednesdays.
Right. Yeah. Well, even that you were willing to go there, like commit a day to it.
Yeah. Oh, no. They were a regular, like, spot. They were.
But how often were like, what'd you do yesterday?
I don't know. Well, what was yesterday? Oh, Wednesday, I had a hot dog first thing in the morning.
Right.
Delicious.
Vin, your comment about innocence lost is so spot on. I remember the exact moment I lost mine, the shootings at the Munich Olympics. It hit me then that there were no more boundaries to evil. Rest in peace to those who lost in senseless tragedy.
It is horrifying.
Adam Sandler sounded really good. If I hadn't seen it, I would not have thought it was him.
Who was he singing with?
Miley.
Oh, that's
they
right.
They did a Dido cover on Jimmy Fallon's show last night.
925 says, I lived in Israel for 4 years, and as you can imagine, they have really high security everywhere you go. When you walk into the mall there, there's always a security guard with guns and metal detectors. Everywhere you went, soldiers walking around with gun metal detectors entering any building, government, or public. That might be in our future.
That's very true.
Sounds awful.
The metal detectors are everywhere, especially at the Western Wall. You guys know it as the Wailing Wall. They don't like to call it that anymore. But when you go near there, because I think that's considered the holiest site in Judaism, metal detectors everywhere.
Fun.
I know that in Mexico, they've got a lot of, I guess they're military, but they have machine guns standing in random places. I've never
like
been to Israel.
Federales?
Yeah, they've got machine guns.
Yeah.
Bryn was saying in Italy.
Standing in places.
They have, and if you take their picture, they get mad.
Well, I just know they
don't make the guy with the Uzi mad.
Yeah,
it's
machine
ridiculous,
guns.
Though. It's like a tourism city. Everybody's right. taking pictures.
Well, that's where. So guns. I remember one time I'm at, this was my, I want to say this was my senior trip. But we get to the hotel in Mazatlan, El Cid, and as soon as we get there, I'm like, look, I'm going to go, I'll take my suitcase, I'll go across the street, I'll buy a ton of beer, and we'll bring it back here, and then we've got beer in the room. And so then I'm trying to sneak this beer, you know, I've got a suitcase now filled with beers, I'm like, clink, 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 as the guy with the machine gun standing there, I'm clink, 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 I did get the beer to the room, though, everyone, yeah!
Why didn't you get cans? Sounds like you got
bottles. It's the recycle thing there. They they do sell most of the beer in the bottles.
Oh.
It's
hard,
then
to be
they
a,
did.
Hard to be a drunk in Mexico.
I did it, guys. I did it.
Yay, we were just going to go out, but now I guess we can stay here in our seedy hotel room?
No, it's for the shower beer, Sarah. Why do I have to explain this to you every damn time?
Oh, I guess I can't grasp the shower beer. But apparently, I'm the odd man
You're
out
the
on
odd
this one,
one
right?
About that.
Sorry, guys. You don't understand the food, Vinny. I don't understand the shower beer.
Yuzi understands the shower beer.
I know
beer,
she does.
Yep, I understand it all.
Don't worry, drinks. I'm coming.
Yuzi's dreaming about Big Macs already today, everyone.
Oh, are we doing McDonald's run?
No, you know what? I don't actually have the Big Macs. I like just the plain cheeseburgers.
Oh,
that sounds so. And some fries. Oh. Let's go with that. Shake, shake, shake.
Shake, shake, shake. Shake your booty. Shake your booty. Come on. Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake your booty. Shake
it's me tapping booty. Out.
Oh, you tap. He's done.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening to us today. Thanks to Greg Baldwin, who is playing at the Punchline tonight. I guess we can call him a longtime friend of the show because he, you know, used to work here in the building and has quite the story.
I wish him a lot of luck.
Yeah.
He says, I forgot to share my Instagram and Twitter.
Oh,
at realgregbaldwin.com. or just at Real Greg Baldwin.
Well, that is something you should check out. He's also got a podcast called Second Chances, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool.
He says, I am overcome with emotion because I left that building previously a severe drug addict. Now I came back with a whole new life. I will never forget this experience. Please tell Sarah and Vinny how much this meant to me.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's a big deal. I got to do that too, and I will always be grateful to Doug and Greg Nemitz and everyone, and you and everyone that gave me, because, you know, there's ghosts in the building. And to walk back into it takes, I give them credit. You got to be brave and you got to say, I'm going to face whatever these people decide to say to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a whole thing. So good for him that he did it.
It is good.
Cool.
That's great. It was fun having him on today, too. He was, he seemed happy and a little nervous. Mm-hmm. It was exciting. So thanks to Greg Baldwin. Punchline tonight. Have a great day, you guys. Yesterday's Secret Show was fun one, and we have another one coming up on Thursday.
Right.
With world-renowned jazz drummer Tommy Igo.
Yeah, yeah.
Legit Tommy co-reviewing the movie we saw yesterday, Blade Runner.
Right.
Oh.
He was super, I guess Human talked to him yesterday, and he was all about, like, I noticed the soundtrack on that. It had some just crazy weird musical like stabs and interludes, and he was super focused on that and wants to talk about
that. Did you just say he's gonna stay for the Secret Show?
Yes, Tommy Igo.
Igo is.
He's gonna review with Human and Sarah.
And then stay for the Secret Show.
So
Scott,
get some stories out of him.
Is coming in Thursday, but he's not
Not staying for the Secret Show.
Yeah, I'll have to break that to him.
Yeah, we'll break
right now.
Hopefully you're not hearing this right now, Scott, and we'll be able to break it to you gently.
Next week you can come on the Secret Show, Scotty.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just sort of carried our conversation from the other room right on in here like there was no one's feelings to be hurt. Sorry, Scott. My bad. Have a great day, you guys, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Thank
It'll
you.
Be a better day, right?
Woo. Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.